Martini with Borges eyes. They don't have the intimate, easy touches of brothers or lovers, yet their close conversation suggests they've known each other a long time. Perhaps childhood friends separated year after year after one or the other moved to London for work for a marriage that since ended. Now reunited over gin and vermouth, the two 40-somethings don't notice how alike they've remained. Each unconsciously mimes the other, thumbs hook in the pockets of recently bought jeans, their heads tilt in unison, then both nod, one mouthing right, right, right as the other says something agreeable, his lips forming words I just make out through the bar's darkness. You know, Borges wasn't really blind, at least not completely. This stops me, and I search their winter pale faces for something like irony or wit, but they are each intent on the other. If not blind, then what of Borges' hunger for libraries, descriptions of books that in his poems smelled of yesterday's rain? Though his fear of mirrors suddenly seems rational. I see no one or some other self. The two men stop speaking, set down their martini glasses. They hug, and I see how one clutches the shirt of the other. Borges dreamed the Ganges and of white tigers, their bones heaving beneath covers of skin, though later Borges admitted his tigers were just symbols, like the word blind, like the two men, the darkness that wouldn't exist but for these unreliable instruments, eyes.